Good morning, and we welcome back to the program the Director of Ripley County Tourism, Terry Trowbridge. Good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I am.
Awesome.
Ready for this new year.
Indeed. And before we get into 2024, Terry, can you kind of give us an overview on your thoughts on some of the events and how things went as far as tourism in Ripley County during calendar year 2023?
Well, we had a pretty good year. Lots of festivals and everything going on. Of course, I, as you know, I work with the libraries in the county for Ripley County Reads, and we had our park hop last year. And we were able to get people around to 21 parks last year because we got to add a few. One of those was the Batesville Skate Park, and they had the pickleball courts and the basketball courts over at the YMCA that's open to the public, and then some other trails, and the Holdsworth Pavilion and the Pocket Park in the town of Versailles was completed last year, which was a major thing. They weren't able to be on our COP last year because they were under construction, but this year, for 2024, they'll be added. They added a splash pad, which has been very, very popular with the kids in town and the adults, and some percussion instruments that anyone can go play. They added the pavilion, of course, restrooms, some beautiful areas to sit and have picnics, and also bike share. So that's all in the town of Versailles. That all happened in 2023.
All right. And, of course, as you mentioned, the Ripley County Reads, it just, as you alluded to, it just seems like that just keeps getting bigger and better as far as not only venues but also participation rates.
Yes, it does. And we're looking forward to even more people participating in 2024. One thing we learned, we kind of started it out for the kids, you know, to give them something to do over spring break. But we had a lot of adults show up to the finale and tell us that it was a way for them to get out and find places that they didn't even know existed in the county. And then we had a lot of new people moving to the area that found it very helpful to help them get around to see everything as well. So we are looking forward to adding, we get to add the Pocket Park this year, or that it's actually the Kevin Hensley Memorial Park. They just dedicated that. So we'll have all the splash pad and everything on that. And then we'll get to add the pump track, which is next to the skate park in Batesville this year as well. So lots of things for people to do outdoor. We've got, you know, of course, Versailles State Park has 30 miles. They also added another several miles, so they now have 30 miles of mountain bike trails in the state park. They added their 10th trail, which they call the Potato Peeler, and that was done just in time for their 10th anniversary of Hassmer Fest. So lots and lots of great things happening. I know the town of Osgood was awarded a $400,000 grant to extend the Osgood trails. So they're, I believe, adding at least 4 miles to that. So that's a beautiful place. Have you been?
I have not had the opportunity to venture that way, Terry, but I'm going to definitely put that on my itinerary for this year. And getting back to the mountain bike trail in Versailles State Park, I love that name, Potato Peeler. Do you have any notion of where that might have come from?
Well, I thought it was because the trail was rough. You know, that's what I was thinking. But apparently when they were building the trail, they came across an old homestead. Of course, when they put in Versailles State Park, they took out some homesteads and things around there. But apparently they came across a paper or a potato peeler, you know, like a handheld potato peeler, mm-hmm. in the dirt as they were clearing things. And they just thought that would be a fun thing to name it. So
that's awesome.
That's how it got its name.
That's great. That is great. So we closed the book on 2023 and looking ahead to this year. And, of course, you know, a lot of emphasis on the coming up on the total eclipse. Most of Ripley County, except for maybe a thin sliver, will be in the path of totality on April 8th. And as far as plans are concerned to commemorate this around the county, what's up your folks' sleeve at the Tourism Bureau?
Well, we're trying to locate some viewing sites. We're working with other groups in the county. Ripley County Chamber of Commerce and the Ripley County Fairgrounds are going to go together and put on an event at the Ripley County Fairgrounds. A lot of the groups in Batesville, Batesville Area Arts Council and the city and Main Street and Chamber are going to be doing a whole day of activities the day before. The Path of Totality will be on April 8th, which is a Monday, but on Sunday the 7th, they're going to have a whole day full of fun and festivities out at the Plex. So they'll have music and food trucks and all that kind of stuff kind of gearing up to it. We're expecting visitors to come in, you know, for the whole weekend. So they wanted to have some things for people to do that are coming in for the eclipse. And then, of course, the day of, there'll be mainly people viewing. So we're going to set up areas all across the county for a lot of that. And then, like I said, the Ripley County Chamber and the Ripley County Fairgrounds are going to have activities out at the fairgrounds for that day of. And we've got glasses on order. We'll have lots of eclipse glasses available. We want everybody to be safe. We want everybody to be able to view it, but we want them to do it safely. So we're going to have some glasses on hand. And I know the libraries have gotten some that they're going to be handing out during programs that they're doing leading up to the eclipse. And Tourism is actually going to host a cosmic art gallery for about a month. So we're asking anyone that does any kind of cosmic art to submit that. And we're going to have a gallery set up at the Welcome Center in Versailles from March 14th through April the 12th to give people a chance who happen to come into town and are busy doing other things.
Yeah, I heard some about estimated 30,000 to 50,000 visitors coming through the general area on at least on the day of totality.
Yes. The state has been preparing for this. Of course, there's about 115-mile swath across the state of Indiana. And, we have totality in Ripley County, but some of the places more interior to that swath have a little bit more time with totality, a couple of more, like a half a minute or so. And so we're expecting people to stay, you know, come here, but also we've got US 50, 421, I-74 that run through our counties, and there'll be a lot of travelers coming in and out. So we're trying to help people prepare for that. I know our emergency services people have been making plans for about 2 years now leading up to this, just, you know, because of traffic control and everything else. And we're trying to help people to understand that it's a good idea to make sure your gas tank's filled and all of that, because we don't know what the traffic situation is going to be day of. The state is expecting, they were telling us, millions of people coming into the state itself. So,
okay. All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue looking ahead to what's in store for 24 as we continue our conversation with Ripley County Tourism Director Terry Trowbridge right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Terry Trowbridge. She is the executive director of Ripley County Tourism. And as far as some of the other events are concerned, Terry, I'm sure, of course, the usual, but I'm sure that there's plenty other unique events that folks can put on their calendar as they get ready for 2024?
Yes, it's kind of slow going into, you know, through the winter time, but, you know, we do have some bridal expos coming up. We have the annual Cherry Thinglings. That's the 15th through the 19th of February. And then in March, we'll start our Ripley County Park Hop, and that'll run through May the 5th at Versailles State Park. And we've got lots of things people can do if they want to, you know, get out on the trails. You know, sometimes we have really nice sunny days throughout the wintertime, which is a good time to get out on the trails or go for a drive. And then we have, and of course, Milan 54 Museum is always a neat place to stop in. You can watch actually the game. They've got a special viewing room that you can watch the actual 54 game. And then you can also watch Hoosiers there, so that's kind of fun. And they're open on they're open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 over on Carr Street in Milan. And, you know, they have visitors from all over the United States, and they've even had people coming from out of country to come visit that museum.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then have you been to Tyson Methodist Church down in Versailles to view that?
I have. It's a lovely building.
Yes. They offer tours. Some people don't realize that, but you can actually call them, and they can set up a tour for you. That's always kind of fun. We've had people come in from out of state, you know, out of the county, of course, and tour buses actually come in and do tours of that building. So that's kind of neat. And, you know, the National Muzzleloading Rifle Association down in Friendship this last year celebrated their 90th year. So they'll be having their events in June and September. People are always interested in that.
Yeah, all right. And then, of course, as usual, the Ripley County 4-H Fair going on toward the end of July, among other things. And all kinds of places where you can find this information. And specifically, Terry, where can folks go to find all the list of activities and things of that nature as far as when it comes to tourism in Ripley County?
They can always go to RipleyCountyTourism.com. We have a calendar on there that I need to get updated for the year, but we've got that. And then we just actually got our brochures in yesterday. And those will be online as well, so they can find those on there that has a list of all the events for the year. We have several things with art going on. We'll have the Art in Nature Community Art Show and Artisans Demonstrations in April. And then we also have a plein air paint out that'll be in June this year that the Ripley County Tourism hosts. So we're looking forward to people coming to that and participating in those events.
All right. So again, the website is RipleyCountyTourism.com. It's all one word. And as far as people maybe driving through the area, where is your office located, Terry?
Okay, we're located at 220 East U.S. Highway 50 in Versailles. It's a beautiful log cabin building, and we're there in the Welcome Center along with Ripley County Economic Development and Ripley County Chamber. And you're welcome to stop by. We've got brochures for a lot of things in the area. We have a Ripley County historical map that has all of the historical markers, all of our, we've got a lot of bridges, historic bridges. We've got two covered bridges, and then we have stone arch bridges, which are kind of rare. We like those, and we have the map that tells you where they are all located, as well as Underground Railroad map and tour that there are five tours to that they can pick up a map for as well.
All right, sounds good. And of course the phone number just in case, 812-689-7431, again 689-7431. Anything else, Terry Trowbridge, before we let you go?
Nope, just we appreciate everything WRBI does for the county, and we enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you, Terry. I'll appreciate those kind words, and enjoyed talking to you this morning, Terry Trowbridge, with the Ripley County Tourism Bureau. Stay well, and look forward to getting back with you down the road.
All right. Thanks. You have a great day, Tom.